We next have descriptive composition. Descriptive composition is that composition which consists of the description of something or somebody. It is like painting a word picture where you use specific and concrete details. A descriptive composition can be written on people, places, or objects. In order to write a descriptive composition, you have to keep in mind that you have to mention about the physical attributes, manner, interests, etc. if it is a human being, and the physical features, description, emotions, etc. attached with a place or an event. Here also, make sure you follow a particular plan like before. To describe something, take the help of adjectives to make your composition better. For a descriptive composition, make use of all your senses of hearing, touch, smell, taste, and seeing, because that makes your entire composition better. Mention how you sometimes smell something, what you hear, or how something feels to your touch, besides how it just looks to the eye. That will help you give a better description. Say, for example, write a descriptive composition on who is your hero and why. For this, you will first describe the person's physical appearance, followed by why do you admire him so much. Next, you will move on to what has this person done in his life that has impressed you so much. You may also write about any particular incident as well. Remember, you do not have to always have a famous person or a celebrity. It can be someone from your family, relatives, or known people. You could also have a topic like my first flight. For such a topic, you may start by mentioning the age at which it had happened, followed by where you were intending to go. There is no need to mention about your packing and other things much before your flight. You may, however, describe your first entry into the airport and what formalities you had to follow before boarding the flight. Mention the flight name, number, who all traveled with you, etc. Talk about what you saw around you. Describe few people, etc. Move on now to how you boarded the flight. This is where your body starts. Your seat's position can also be one of the things that you may want to include. The body of your composition will describe your entire flight. What you saw, the co-passengers, safety measures, explained by the air hostesses, etc. You can describe the food you were given there, and if anything else which struck you. To end with, make sure that you give no abrupt ending. Continue till you reach your destination and how you finally got off your flight. Remember, a descriptive composition, as the name suggests, describes each and every minute detail. Also, if you notice, I tried to keep in mind about all the five senses.